Today we're going to be starting to learn about one of the most fascinating melochim of Malchus Beis David, and that is the Melech Yoshiyahu. For the Bochrim that learn the Hilchus Beis Abchira, so Yoshiyahu is known to us because he's the one that later on in life hides the Arden in the tunnels under the Beis HaMikdash, the Kodesh HaKadoshim. But before we get to that, which is that itself is a fascinating chapter in the life of Yoshiyahu, what's fascinating about Yoshiyahu is that a few hundred years before he was born, we already have a nevuah that he's going to be born. If you open up Sefer Melachim, Aleph, Perek, Yud, Gimel, the Navi tells us about what happens when Yerovam ben Nevat, the original one that broke off from Malchus Beis David, he becomes king. Now originally he was a righteous person, but power corrupts and he didn't want Klal Yisrael to go to the Beis HaMikdash, Malchus Beis David. So unfortunately he creates his own Avodah Zarah. He sets up two spots, two Avodah Zarah, and he's going to be Makdir, Chas V'Sholem, to this Avodah Zarah. If you open up Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Aleph, the Navi starts off that he's about to be Makdir on the Mizbeach. V'ne Ish Elekim Bam Yehuda. A Navi, which some of the Mepharshim say is the Navi Idoi, he shows up with a message for Yerovam. And Yerovam is standing on this Mizbeach of Avodah Zarah. And the Navi says, Mizbeach, Mizbeach, talking to the Mizbeach, Koyamar Hashem. This is what the Eibishter says, here's the key words, Hine ven noilad leveis David Yoshiyo Shmoy. There's going to be a time that the son is going to be born to Malchus Beis David, and his name is Yoshiyo. And this Yoshiyahu will destroy all the Mizbechais of Avodah Zarah. And he's going to shecht on these Mizbechais, all the Kehanim, all the false priests that sacrificed for this Avodah Zarah are going to be killed on these Mizbechais. So he gives this warning that one day in the future, there's going to be a Yoshiyahu. Now Yerovam is furious. And Yerovam puts out his hand and wants to say, like, chop him. He sticks out his hand and he tries to say, arrest him. Then his hand gets paralyzed. And he realizes, no, he's not going to play with this Navi. And very, very quickly, he begs forgiveness and he begs that the Eibishter should cure his hand. He literally lost all power of his hand. And the Navi says, if you want a sign that I am saying the truth, your Mizbeach is going to split and the ashes are going to fall. And that's exactly what happens. And that's how the first time we know that there's going to be one day a Yoshiyahu. So this is introduced to us in the times of Rechavam and Yerovam ben Nevat. Finally, over probably by now, over 15 kings later, we have Yoshiyahu. And he's born, as we mentioned, to the Rasha Amoin, who was assassinated when he was just a king for 2 years. And at 8 years old, Yoshiyahu takes the throne. Now everything, he was a righteous boy, and everything ran smooth, whatever smooth meant, for 8 years. So now he's 16 years old, and he decides something. He decides he's going to get rid of all the Avodah Zarah. So that's Sur Meirah. He is going to destroy all the Avodah Zarah. And in addition to that, he is going to renovate the Beis HaMikdash. By now, a lot of the Beis HaMikdash was falling apart. We're talking about now it's getting near the end of Bayis Rishon. And there's been a lot of Avodah Zarah, so there's been a lot of negative things going on in Yerushalayim. A lot of Mizbechais for Avodah Zarah set up. So he wants to destroy all the Avodah Zarah, and he also goes to renovate the Beis HaMikdash. And as the Navi mentioned earlier, he actually burns the bodies of these Kohanim, even the dead Kohanim of Avodah Zarah. He burns it on their Mizbechois. And the Pasuk says, Vayetar es Yehuda ves Yerushalayim. Finally, Yerushalayim and Yehuda is pure. As we mentioned, by now, Malchus Yisrael has been brought into Golos, the Aseres HaShvatim. Okay, so now not only is it good, it's pushed on a purified, elevated level. And then something happens. He calls in the Kohen Gadol Chilkiyahu, and he's giving him a lot of money to renovate. And Chilkiyahu and his group are going through the Beis HaMikdash, renovating part by part, until they come to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And the Navi tells us that something very dramatic happens. They find a Sefer Torah. Now, the Mefarshim try to explain what was so dramatic about finding a Sefer Torah. Some say, well, Amon and Menashe pretty much destroyed all the Sefer Torah. So if you found the Sefer Torah, that was amazing. Other Mefarshim say that this was the Sefer Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote, and that was the amazing part. Not that they had a Sefer Torah, but it was the Sefer Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote. And the Sefer Torah is opened up to Chumash Devarim. Now, the Sofer, the one that was pretty much the secretary of the Beis HaMikdash, was a Yid named Shofan. And Shofan comes to Yoshiyahu, and he tells him that we found this Sefer Torah. And he says, tell me, so what does it say in this Sefer Torah? Now this Sefer Torah was opened up to a pasuk in Chumash Dvarim, where it basically says that the Eibishter is going to kick out Klal Yisrael and all the Melachim, that if the Yidden sin, it's going to be bad news for Klal Yisrael. And Yoshiyahu takes it as a personal sign that the Churban is coming, and he's very, very nervous. But he wants to get an interpretation for this Nebuah. Should he take it serious? Is there a message? Is there not a message? So the Navi tells us that he goes to Chulda HaNeviyah. Now Chulda HaNeviyah was a lady who she used to sit outside, they say, by the Shari Chulda, the southern gates, the other year, the Nisht. But she would give Nebuah. She was actually related. The Navi at that time was Yirmiyah. He was the Navi. But he goes to Chulda. And the Gemara in Megillah asks, why does he go to Chulda? So there are two answers given. One answer is given that he wanted a more passionate, compassionate interpretation. And he figured if he goes to this nice lady, the Neviyah, and even if it's bad news, she'll daven for him and hopefully make the decree a little bit less gvuridik. Yirmiyah was a stronger personality. That's one interpretation. Another day in the Gemara in Megillah tells us that when Yirmiyah saw that Yeshiyahu was serious about bringing back Yiddishkeit, and he was, as a matter of fact, it says that in his time they made a brought back the Korban Pesach, and in such a way that Lehoya wasn't from Mamish, from the times of David and Shlomo HaMelech, such celebrations and such purity. You have to understand how Eingezunk in the Yidden word, the Gemara tells us in Tainus, that when the messengers of Yeshiyahu came to just take out the Avodah Zarah from people's houses, it was hanging on the back of their doors. And when they would see the messengers, they would open the doors, and the messengers would look. They didn't realize it was hanging on the back. And this way, when it would close, you know, they would look around, they would see no Avodah Zarah, and then they would close the door, and there was the Avodah Zarah. And that's how the taiva was so strong. You try to imagine people being desperate to have avodah zarah. But either way, according to the other mefarshim, Yirmiyah went to bring back the aseres hashvatim. And according to those way of learning, that there was a certain hachzoras of the aseres hashvatim. But either way, the Neviyah Chulda tells him in very, very strict terms. As a matter of fact, she's a little bit chutzpah to him. Go tell that person that sent you, like the king. And the Eibishter was not happy how she actually refers to Yeshio, that it's serious. And that Yidden are going to go into Golos. Not in his time. It's going to be in the near future. We'll soon see his sons. Three of his sons become king. It's a whole interesting story. We'll get to that too. And he, once again, Adrab, he strengthens the Yidden more and more to do tshuva. But then something happens which causes his death. And that will, Mirtz Hashem, we'll be discussing in the coming shiur.